God's Word is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path. This is Will Rice, and First Light is a brief Bible challenge encouraging you to read God's Word, to think about God's Word, and to live it in real life. Genesis chapter 30 is the story of a family of schemers. Everyone in the story is trying to get ahead, and everyone in the story is trying to play or sell or scheme someone else. Jacob deceives and tries to gain the birthright and blessing from his father, which he does. Laban tries to scheme about which wife he gives to Jacob, which he does. Jacob's wives scheme about which one will have the affections of their husband, which they do. Again, Laban schemes about how cheaply he can get off with Jacob's labor. And so it's just like you take a bag full of schemers and shake them up like a hive of angry bees and then let them fly off and see how happy they are. They're all scheming. And you know, no one is scammed more easily than a schemer. When you scheme, you get scammed. If someone's running a scheme, some kind of a con, they appeal to the greed of others to fulfill their own greed. Greedy people get scammed by greedy people. And this is a family of schemers. Ronald Reagan back in the 60s had a speech entitled A Time for Choosing, in which he says about the federal government, the more the planners fail, the more the planners plan. And that's exactly where we are today. So let's not think about the federal government. Let's think about you, your life, your decisions, your temperament, your home. Are you a giver or are you a taker? In Genesis chapter 30, Jacob really says something remarkable, not just because of his truth, but because it comes from a man like Jacob. In Genesis 30, verse 1, and when Rachel saw that she bare Jacob no children, Rachel envied her sister and said unto Jacob, give me children or else I die. And much of the rest of this chapter is about essentially a competition between two sister brides for the man Jacob. And Jacob's anger was kindled against Rachel, and he said, am I in God's stead? Who hath withheld from thee the fruit of the womb? Now, this is amazing because it comes from Jacob. Here's a man who his entire life had been a schemer, a trickster, a schemer, trying to get ahead, to foist things on people, to force things on people, to clutch, to get any way he could. And now he's coming to a point where he realizes, I'm not in God's place. Hey, can I ask you a question? Are you trying to take God's place? Are you trying to be God? You know, I just want to say it is exhausting to play God when you're not. Can you imagine how just utterly exhausting it would be to have to know everything, do everything, make everything that God has to do as God? God has never hurried. God has never worried. But I oftentimes am when I try to be what God alone can be. So what should I do instead? Well, number one, give what you've got and get what you need. In verse 17, the Bible says about Leah, and God hearkened unto Leah, and she conceived and bare Jacob the fifth son. In verse 22, the Bible says, and God remembered Rachel, and God hearkened to her and opened her womb. So give what you've got and get what you need. Sometimes we wish we could give what other people have, and we had the abilities that other people have, and we had the family that other people have. Stop trying to give what you don't have. Give what you've got and get what you need. And that getting what you need comes from God. You know, I've often said that people who try to control everything are controlled by everything. So contentment is just giving what you have and getting what you need. And that's exactly what began to happen in this family of Jacob, this family of schemers, when they trusted God and let God do what only God could do. You know, later on, Laban tries to scheme Jacob out of his earnings. And Jacob says, well, look, just give me the odd cattle. Give me the odd part of the herd, the speckled, the spotted, the brown. These would have been the fewest in number. And yet, they ended up being the most numerous in number because God was with Jacob. In fact, Laban says later on, don't leave. I have learned by experience that the Lord hath blessed me for thy sake. In other words, this wasn't Jacob's scheming. This was God's provision. So give what you've got and get what you need. Second of all, let God be God. Who is God in your life? Your thoughts, your actions, your life? Who is God? Let God be God. In chapter 31, Jacob is thinking of leaving Laban. because he says to his wives, your father's countenance is not toward me as before, but the God of my father hath been with me. So he was beginning to realize, look, God is the one who's the provider. In verse 9, he says, thus God hath taken away the cattle of your father and given them to me. And yet, before they leave, Rachel and Leah answer and say to Jacob, is there yet any portion or inheritance for us in our father's house? They were just constantly thinking about what they could get, what they could scheme, what they could connive. Let God be God. You know, your prospects are only limited by what you can see and by who you trust. God sees further. God is more trustworthy. Let God be God. Now, do your part. We all have things and responsibilities that we must do, but let God be God.